Webster Dictionary announced that pandemic was its 2020 word of the year. Some runner-ups were coronavirus, irregardless, and malarkey.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves.
Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
Every day, in every way, Scrooge is getting worse.
Ha! Now that's an introduction. Ha ha! What's up, you silly idiots? I see that you're still home, celebrating Christmas. How wonderful of you. And I'm on this... the stupid show again. Well, let's say I have to read a promotion. Let's say, thank you for listening to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Ebenezer Scrooge. Yes. Normally, the idiot, Mark Scalia, he's downstairs. He didn't even have the right introduction, and I had to put it together. But this is my show now. I'm taking over. So, this is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Who cares? Now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of a bunch of different ways. One is through the idiot's website, markscalia.com. Check out more of his site, because you'll look at his calendar and all this wonderful stuff he has. Who cares? And if you want to be more participant, like I care, I don't want you to be participant. But if you do, you can click the speaker box you're listening to, and that will send you over to this other broadcasting website, which is called Mixlr. What is it? M-I-X-L-R. I forgot the E. Weirdos. It's Mixlr.com, and then you can be part of our live chat. And the third way is we're broadcasting through this little iPad thing through, what's it called? Facebook Live, I'm doing that. And the fourth way is you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show. That is available wherever you get your blah, 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 wherever you get your podcast, whatever this thing is. And he edits the show to make himself sound better. And then he puts it up, and then you can download that, listen to it in your car or on the way to work and make some money for me, because that's what it does. So, now, he wants me to start the program with, let's see, how does he do it? He says it's the, where is it? Where did he put, see, I don't know how to do these things. He said he had this all set up, and now it's not. Oh, how about now? It's happening now.
It is enough for a man to understand his own business without interfering with other people's. Mine occupies me constantly.
So what's been going on? What's been going on for me? Let's see. He got me out of bed to do this. See, I was already in bed. He picked me up in his car. Do you know it's a two-seater? It might as well be. It's a little tiny car. And he puts me up and he says, oh, Mr. Scrooge, would you like to do that? Whatever. You know how much he's paying me? Bupkis. Nothing. I went through his drawers before we started, so I got some money. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what's been going on with me. So, first of all, what is this, Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival? I'm talking about that. Nobody wants to laugh in the middle of winter, my favorite time of year. Maybe it'll be virtual this year. Good. You can just send money. Well, I'm going to be an investor in that. So you can send money, and you can. It will broadcast to your house. But check out, I guess, more of that at the website. Just type in Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. It'll come up, I'm sure. I don't care. Whatever. Speaking of funny, guess what I did? Last Tuesday, I was up at the Winner's Circle, and I told some jokes. This is one of the jokes I told. I said, what's the difference between a pizza and Bob Cratchit? A pizza can feed a family of four. Bob is so poor, he can't even pay attention. Or his mortgage. Yeah, I cracked myself up. I was at a restaurant. I was eating. I had a mask on. And I was eating, and I saw these orphans. They were banging at the window because they were hungry. So I called my waiter over, and I said, "Hey, you get those orphans out of here. This is a family restaurant." Yeah. Why don't orphans play baseball? Because they don't know where home is. Oh, boo-hoo. I'm just getting warmed up. That's what he says. But I was talking about a bunch of that stuff. So I was doing stand-up. Ooh, yeah, I'm branching up my horizons because I've got things to do. Because I've had a slow news week. I don't know if you know that. I was supposed to be on the Salem trolley making all kinds of money, but because of this whole thing, and speaking of that, I'm going to talk about this what is it called? That's my corona, whatever it is. It's been ruining everything. It's been hurting people. Not a bad thing, but it's been hurting people, mostly financial. Do you have any understanding of what my stock portfolio has been doing? Right in the crapper. Nobody needs that. Gotta go make some money. Yeah, because money makes the world go around, especially for me. People are still trying to be good. They're like, "Oh, did you have COVID?" Well, I had a test. Not like I have to be anywhere, but I got a test, and they put that thing in my nose, and I charged them for it. Yes. Usually you have to pay for the test, but I made them pay me. I said, "That's my DNA." Apparently, the idiot's wife, name is Karen. Ooh, she's not home right now. Good. But she wrote a Christmas song. I don't know if you heard it. It's called "Thank You, It's Christmas." Like, who are you thanking? The fat man? No. No, I'm thinking of it. It's supposed to be for frontline workers and people in risk. Go to bed. Like me. I'm supposed to be in bed right now. It's 9 o'clock. I should be in bed. Here's the thing that I put together. You didn't know this. I got to do a little work because this guy, Mark, he's an idiot. I wrote this. Where did he put? Did he do a promo for me? He didn't even do a promo. What a moron. Where is it? Here, let's do this. This day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Yeah. Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please?
And now, yeah. Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
Yeah, it's This Day in History. And I'm going to tell you why. Because usually when this moron does his show, he talks about, "Oh, this is wonderful things that have happened in history." I'm going to talk about all the wonderful things for me that have happened. Now, this is one of the first ones. All right, this is a good one. Okay. Today, in 1569, St. Philip of Moscow martyred Ivan the Terrible. What a good day. What a good day. What a wonderful day in history. Okay. What else happened? In 1751, France sets a plan to tax clergymen. Money, 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 money. This day in 1823, a visit from St. Nicholas by Seymour published, published in Troy, New York. Ugh. Who cares? 1867, the first self-made millionaires. Do you know who they were? Sarah Breedlove. She made hair straightener. I wouldn't know. I don't care. My hair's pretty straight anyway. In 1972, this is very tragic, 16 plane crash survivors were rescued. After 70 days, they survived by being cannibals. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do I eat cannibals. It was a good day. See, today is a good day. Let's see. 1987, Lynette Squeaky Fromm. Do you know who that was? They were serving a life sentence for attempted assassination of President Gerald R. Ford. They escaped. They escaped prison. 1994, baseball owners imposed salary cap. Good. Fiercely opposed by players. Of course, because they didn't want to make enough money, but the owners make plenty. I have 4% in the NBA, NFL. I mean, whatever, the baseball one. Whatever. I got money all over the place. Let's see. 1997. Woody Allen, he was 62 years old. He got married to Sun Yi today. Yes, she was 27, the adopted daughter of Mia Farrow, which happened to be his ex-wife. And in 2014, good day, the Dow Jones sets a record, 8,024.17. It went up. 6 months earlier, it huge climb. It went up 17,000 points. Guess who made the money then? I did. Celebrity birthdays. I don't talk about the people who are alive. I'm talking about the people who've died. But today happens to be the birthday. Mormon church founder Joseph Smith, 1805-1844. He was 38 years old. Yeah, he's dead. Corey Haim, 1971 to 2010. 38. He's dead. The Naked Cowboy. He was born in 1970. He should be dead, but he's not. 49 years old. Susan Lucci. Wish she was dead. 1946. She's 72 years old. Wow. Hubba hubba. And I'm not looking for a missus at all, but Susan Lucci. Always a bridesmaid. Whatever. Oh, speaking of this, Playboy model Holly Madison. She was married to Hugh Hefner. She's 40 years old now. And she's dead inside. Talk about things I can't stand. Christmas songs. You know, I got out of bed for this. And this is ridiculous. Bunch of songs I hate. And I know you people, you're all the Christmas people. You love the Christmas. You know what I hate? Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Let's talk about that for a moment. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Does that make any sense to anybody? First of all, it wasn't Santa Claus. It was the kid's father dressed up as Santa Claus, making out with his mother. How weird is that? If that isn't a Lifetime movie, I don't know what is. Another song. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. Really? What's he got, a ring? He's got video cameras everywhere? He's a weirdo. Just looking at people. There's going to be a warrant out for his arrest. Then you let him in your house. What a weirdo. Your people are weird. Celebrate Christmas. There's actually no point in it. There's no point in celebrating Christmas. Not at all. All right, what else did he want me to do? Good, nothing. I can talk about everything else. All right, so here's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about movies that you might see this year. One of my favorite movies, not, is It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, really? It's a story about George Bailey, and it's about 2.5 hours long, and they wrap it up in the last 10 minutes. It's like an M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong song. It just wraps up in the last 10 minutes. Let me save you a lot of trouble. He wants to kill himself because he's not worth a lot of money. He's worth money dead and not alive. So what I'm saying, kill yourself in the first 15 minutes. Boom, we're done. Save me 2 hours right there. I know where it's going. Don't have to talk about any of that stuff. Nobody needs any of it. Nobody. All right. What do you want? I'm trying to do. What is this? What is this? What is this? Who? What? Who are you? What are you doing here? That's my name. Don't wear it out. Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
All right. Who were you then?
In life I was your father. Jacob Molly.
You look terrible.
Much.
What? Much? Much what I want?
You believe in me?
Well, I must. You sin right in front of me, so I guess I have to. With all those chains.
Well, Karen, in the end, she let you downstairs, you really should get into an alarm system, or at least a ring doorbell. That would probably make things a little bit. But I have much to discuss.
Okay.
You see these chains on me?
Yeah, I saw the chains.
These are the chains I've made in life. I made them blink. By link, and yaw by yaw, and of my own free will, I wore them.
Well, they look good on you, I'll tell you.
Your chain was as long as this, 7 prisoners. Cole, you have labored upon it since.
I have been busy.
You have been cruel.
Yeah.
Unhappy.
Yeah.
Miserable.
Check that box.
And voted for Trump twice.
Make America great again. That's what I'm going to do.
I am here to show you the errors of your ways and how you might be able to avoid the path I now tread.
Okay, fine.
Tonight, you will be visited by three spirits.
Well, I can't. I'm hosting this show right now. I've got no time to do any of that.
Like, really? Come on, man. Anyone is even listening.
A bunch of people listening.
Expect the first, before the first break, and the second, before the second break, and the third. You get where I'm going.
Yeah, I get what you're going. 101.
Now look to see me no more. No more.
Is it? I thought, what is he, a witch? I don't even understand. I don't have time to visit with any ghosts or any goblins or anything like that. I'm hosting a show. That's what I'm... What? 1 o'clock? That was quick. What? Now, who are you? Wait a minute. What? Anya? What is it, 1991? You must be the ghost of the past. Hated this song. I can't stand any of this.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Okay. You look kind of weird. Sound weird,
well,
too.
What do you expect? It's a $100 mixer, and you're the one who did the pre-production.
Well, that's not my fault. What do you want? What are we doing here?
Well, I'm going to show you your past. And you'll be like, oh, there's my old girlfriend. And there's where I left my keys. And... I left the stove on. Yes, you did. You almost burned the house down.
It was a.
I don't want to about that.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about it.
Just bear but a touch of my robe, and I will show you your past.
Well, I don't want to touch it because it's...
Well, just stay well, far away. I mean, it's... You're not wearing a mask, are you? Have you been testing? Well, who am I kidding? It's your past, and I know your past. You're a very small circle. You haven't talked to anybody. Pretty
really?
Isolated and everything. All right, well, just take my robe, and I'll show you the past.
Fine. I'll take it. Look, I've got to follow this spirit here, but here's what I'm going to do. Let's take a break, and I'll follow him, and hopefully I'll be back in a little bit. But you're listening to Radio Irregardless. No, I'll be right back. Just gonna unplug this.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I'll be on my way.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I don't.
We're gonna have so much fun. I think that I have struck some.
You got me started to
beautiful, watch your
heart.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
This is the worst day ever.
We will be together forever.
Please don't make me drink anymore.
Excuse me while I go lock the door.
Will the cops there?
Baby, it's bad out there.
What did you put in my drink?
No help to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are blurry.
To break out of this hell.
I'll hold you down. Your hair looks swell.
I'm saying no, sir.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I look like I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Get out of my way.
Baby, don't hold out. Ah, but it's cold. It's cold out there, but it's nice and warm in here. Yeah, it's cold outside.
I have mace in my purse, you jerk!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and you're back with Radio Air Regardless with me, your host, Ebenezer Scrooge. Not the spirit. Oh, my goodness. The spirit took me all over the world, showed me my past, and I couldn't believe it. I was a real... Well, let's say I've made mistakes. Sometimes a few. I've been kicked and sent around, but I've come through. How does that sound familiar? Look, I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is I was gone. I don't know how long I was gone, but I've seen so many things. And I realize that maybe, I've made a few mistakes in my life. Things I could have done a little different. And, you know, I don't know, maybe I could have. I would have liked to. Couple things, maybe. But look, I got a show to do here. I got things to do. I got to figure some... It's 2 o'clock. Oh, no. Ghost time. All right. What the... What in Christmas Carol are you?
I am the ghost of a Christmas present. Look upon me. You've never seen the likes of me before.
Yeah, I have. They're letting ghosts in every day here. I don't know what's going on.
I am going to show you how other people celebrate Christmas and how you've missed out on the beauty and wonder, the miracle that is Christmas. And we'll even stop by your employee's home, Bob Cratchit.
Bob's
we should probably get going because his neighborhood is not that safe at night. And I'm a ghost and I'm still. Let's go!
Fine. All right, fine. Look, I'm going to follow this guy. Now, look, I'm going to take another break. And when I come back, we'll see what happens. But I'm going to follow him. All right. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'm coming.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go.
Make it so.
Man,
it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey, hot. The lights are turned way down low.
Make it so.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be...
Warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then. But
as long as
you love me,
so...
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
Oh, and you're back. At Radio Irregardless and me, I'm still here. I came back. I'm Ebenezer Scrooge, just hosting for Mark Scalia. And the spirit took me all over the world this time. He took me to the home of Bob Cratchit, and I saw little tiny Tim. I could help him. I really could. And I know that, you know, perhaps I could give him some more money or raise of some sort. And see things, perhaps, for... Look, I understand, between the past and the present, I realize that I've made some... I could be doing things different, I realize that. And I know, especially now, with, you know, a pandemic going on and everybody, you know, trying to be good, and just me, cooped up with all my money. I suppose I could do better. I could share some of my wealth, perhaps, and give it to people that may need it, help them out. Something. Might be nice. I don't know. Used to do things like that when I was young. Now I see Bob and his family and see other people celebrating Christmas. Laughing. I mean, they're wearing masks, but they're still laughing. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know anything. I don't know where I am. All I know is I was told I'd be visited by spirits, and I've got one more. But I don't want to do that. I'm doing a show. I can't have time for that. And I don't even know where we are in this thing at all. Oh, no. Ghost number three. Ghost to the future. All right. I'm ready for you. Oh, no. Oh, no. Scalia told me about you. He's a little guy. He's wearing a robe and he's on a tricycle. You here for me? You're just nodding. Okay. You're not talking? Okay. The others talk too much. You don't talk enough. All right. Look. All right. You're the ghost of the future. You're going to show me the future things. Christmas is not... Okay, I don't know. He's not giving me any information. He just stare at me. No wonder he's afraid of word problems. This guy. Jigsaw weirdo. Fine. Now he's creeping me out. He's going like... He's waving his finger at me. You want me to follow you? Fine. All right. All right, let me play the last break, and then I'll follow you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I'm going to be back, but we'll try it. All right, you're listening to Radio Irregardless, and hopefully I'll be back. Lead away, spirit! Lead away!
We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy. Christmas Day, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at
978-219-9294. I'm back. Radio Irregardless is back. And I'm back. And I'm not dead. The spirit released me. The spirit released me. Showed me how bad things could be if I don't change my ways. And I will. I will change my ways. I'll be good. I will. And I'll be a good man. And a good person. As good a world as ever knew. That's it. And... what? Ooh. I'm going to go through his whole list. How about... Ooh. I've got something special for you. Oh, you Irregardians. How about this? How about some dance music? How do we do this? Oh, we're moving this around. Look at this. Oh,
we're all in this.
Here we go.
Have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tapped after Danny Kaye. Deck
the halls with bells of holly. La 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 la. On the air,
Sensei of the Island of Misfit Toys.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
I tell you, I started off this night in a very different way than I've ended it. And I'll tell you, I will keep Christmas in my heart. And not just tonight, but all the days of the year. As I promised the spirits, I promise all of you. And as Tiny Tim once said, God bless us, everyone. And Merry Christmas, everyone. And may the spirit of joy infect you the way it has me. And although it is dark, and although it is gloomy sometimes, never forget that the light and the love of Christmas exists every day. And sometimes you have to crack off all those extra layers, such as in my case, and then find the true meaning of Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all of you. And God bless you. And I think I'm going to go get Mark and bring him up here and have him say some things too. But I just want to go. I want to do... What time is it? Oh, it's still early. I'm going to Target and I'm going to buy some gifts. All right, where are we going? All right, I got to get him up here. Where's... It's a dude... Scalia, get up here! Get up here! Yeah, come on, here. Oh, there we go. Come on up! I'm sorry, Mr. Scrooge, what would you like? I would like you to give me a great big bear hug. Well, I don't know if I want to. Sir, we got to give you three feet. Woo! Woo, thank you. That was wonderful. And how about I pick you up? No! Oh, don't pick me up! Don't pick me up! Oh, God. Come on, don't pick me up. Leave me alone. Okay, good. All right, go. All right, where are you going? All right, do you need a ride? No, I'm going to run all the way home. Okay. All right, did you wrap the show? Did you wrap the show up, sir?
Sir, hold on. Hey, guys, sorry. He just picked me up. He just ran out of the studio. I don't know. I was downstairs. Did you have a good time? I hope you did. Let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. I don't know what he's got going on, but he's pretty happy. It's very unsettling, to be honest with you. But let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Hey, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone. And, of course, Friday is Christmas. Saturday night, I'll be doing a double. I'm going to be opening a show at the Chunkies in Nashua. And then I'm heading up to Manchester to close that show. So if you guys are in the neighborhood, if you want to work off some of that Christmas dinner and all that, please feel free to come by. And it's, our next show will be January 6th. Now, I will say this. I don't think I'm going to do a New Year's Eve show, a New Year's show. But I will say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It's been a rough year. It's been a rough year for everybody. But as always, if you want to be a guest, a sponsor, leave a question or comment, email the hotline. I email radioirregardless@gmail.com. Or you can call the hotline, Radio Irregardless. It's 978-219-9294. We'll see you in 2021, January 6th. Happy New Year, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello,